Here we go, putting out more podcasts, more content, more voice, more words, more thoughts, more value to your earlobes. Yes, I slept until 5 in the morning. Isn't that cool? You get up so early for so long that when you sleep in, it's like when other people aim to wake up. Like, I was like, it's 5 a.m. Fuck, that's really late. It's been 3:45. And then it's like, well, it's not that bad. It's 5 a.m. But then you're still like kind of bummed at yourself, but then you needed to sleep. And then you just say it out loud and you're like, yeah, that was like a goal of mine for so long. And that was my sleeping in. Yeah. You know what that taught me? Is that when you have like really, really high standards for a long period of time, even if you slack off, you're like still really good because your standards were so high. Whereas if you had low standards or did minimum average work and average minimum lifestyle habits choices, when you really like fall off or start to slack, it gets bad and you go into that just regression negative place. High standards, hard life, but when things fall, because they do, and you will crack eventually, it really won't be that bad. So high standards will create that effect. I just wanted to say that as we kick off the episode today. That's not my message, but it is how I want to start it, because I want to ask you, like, do you have high standards on your life? And for me, a wake-up time is a standard. A food choice is a standard. Like, for me, like, cheating on food is like having extra clean food. Like, I'm at that level. Like, I really don't want to eat, like, so much bullshit like I used to. That would be a fall off. Like, I don't know, you had, like, this pizza or something like that. Like, I still crave it, but, like, you know what I crave now when I'm like wanting to cheat is like extra oatmeal or like extra chicken. Like that's what I've learned to love, you know? So, but my standards have been high for so long to create that effect. So wake up time, food. Like if I miss a workout, like I'm just like, nah, I'm not going to work out today or 2 days. Like, it's such an ingrained feeling in my body that I have to do some sort of activity every day, but only because it makes me feel more alive. So I don't go to the gym because, like, my shoulder is a little tight or I'm just, like, being lazy. But I'm like, all right, well, let's go for a jog, though, because, like, I just have to feel the sun on my back and I got to sweat because it makes me feel good. The way someone might have come out of Netflix episode, like, I just want to sit there and eat Cheetos and watch Netflix. And it's like, my standards are so high that even when I miss the gym, like, I still got to go for a jog or go on a long bike ride because it makes me feel so much better. And at the end of the day, I'm still like working out and exercising. High standards will create this effect. I gave you three: exercise, in the realm of exercise, in the realm of nutrition, in the realm of a wake-up time. There are many others, but you know me, and this is kind of my industry, so. But it could be somebody different speaking, and they'd be able to give you different analogies and ways of having high standards and how that could just affect your life. Because I think that everyone, and I'll get to the message of the podcast in a minute here, but I think everyone will eventually, like, you don't just go, like, upwards and forward and progress like your whole life. You know, you'll go through the rough seasons. You will crack, you will break, you will eventually make a mistake. The goal has never been to be perfect. The goal is to be faithful, and faithful means you return back quickly. Everyone will crack. That's just the way it works. Even if they think they didn't, they will. You can tell yourself all you want, but you will fall off. You will make a mistake. You will break. And I think coming to peace with that is really key. But if your standards are high, then yeah, it will not do as much damage as you think. So moral of the story for the longest intro ever is create higher standards in your life. And even though it'll create a harder life for you, you'll be so much more grateful in the end. Like me, I feel really freaking rested and just amazing inside. And I slept in this morning and I woke up at 5:11 in the morning. Silly, silly Jay. Today's episode was titled Why You Should Join My Program. And I guess that intro is fitting for the title. Did not know I was going to go there. But I want to say this. I've worked with probably 200 people now, around there. I think everyone I've worked with that I'm really proud about has always left with good vibes with me. I've never worked with somebody that was like, I don't like this, or I want my money back, or I've just never had that happen. I've never had somebody that just didn't like me. I was like, F you. Maybe some people just fell off the program, and then when I reached out, they didn't message. And then a few months later, I get a message type of thing, but it was more on them, you know? Nobody, at least to my understanding, has and I can't really predict this, but has ever really talked shit about me or my program. I have good energy and vibes with all the people that I've ever worked with. Nobody's mad at me. Nobody's to my knowledge, I've never received negative feedback from people that have worked with me. I know not every coach is like that. Some people would say that's not even healthy for your business. You should have some negative feedback, but I just think I'm that good at people, you know, and I just know how to connect. And maybe they didn't get the results they thought they were going to get, but everyone I've worked with has gotten results. Everybody. Now, some people get better results. Some people I'll give the same program to, and they'll put in the same intensity and work, to my knowledge, but one of them does way better. I can't explain that. I don't know why that's the case. If I'm working through those things now, why? And it's got to be genetic or something, but some people are same weight, same build, same goals, same gender, same program, same foods, nothing really different, and one of them just exceeds the other one so much more, and I don't know why that happens. But all this to say, as I tell you why you should join my program, is you're going to love me. That's for sure. If you know me, you already do. And I love you too. But if you don't know me, I'm a cool ass dude, bro. I'm an authentic motherfucker. And I know I'm just touting myself, putting myself out there, just raving about myself, blowing smoke up my own booty. But hey, if I don't do it, who's going to do it for me? You going to do it? Are you going to do it for me? Because I don't think so. I'm going to have to do it for me. I don't have a PR crew. But I just know my strengths and I know my weaknesses too. And everyone I work with loves me. Everyone has good vibes with me. Because I'm really personable and authentic and to the soul. And I'll make you feel like it's just me and you the whole way, even though there's 30 people I'm working with. I'm just really good at that. I'm really good at being personable and authentic. I'm really good at going into the heart and figuring out what's wrong with you, why it's so hard for you to lose weight, what's really bothering you, what is the real problem here? Is it really the program? Is it really these foods? Is it really these exercises? Or is there some other things in your heart that are wrong? Is there some other things in your mindset that aren't working? Because that's really what changes things. It's not so much the food. The food, we give credit to the food and the macros and the exercise, but it's really you, right? Everyone can eat. Everyone can work out. In fact, everyone does eat and everyone works out. But some people are not getting results, and it has nothing to do with the food. Maybe a new diet, maybe new macros, maybe a new gym, a coach. No, it's you. It's you. A lot of programs work. A lot of routes work. A lot of paths work. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. And so it's not so much the program as much as it's you. Yeah, because the goal is that you become the answer that you've been looking for, that you solve your problems. And for a lot of people, the problems is the self-image, is the self-belief, is the self-worth, is being consistent. And consistency has a lot to do with everything in your life, not just the foods you eat and the exercise. So I help you see things like this, and I bring them out of yourself, like the really specific things. And I tweak something in people's mindset because I tweaked it in my own, and I get people to go on offense and finally start attacking. And that's why I have some really dope transformations. Now, I said I've worked with like 200 people, but not everyone has a cool transformation pick. I probably have 50 picks, and maybe like 20 are really sick. But what about the other 150? Well, you know, I have their pictures too, but they didn't do as good. I'm just going to be honest, guys. Like, I don't want you to think like, yeah, everyone loves me, but not everyone gets results. And some people aren't really looking to have like a 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 pound drop. Some people are like, I just want to lose 10 pounds. I'm like, are you sure? 10? Like, that's all you want? We can do that like in 2 weeks. But yeah, some people just don't really care so much about the bodily image transformation. They just want to feel better and lose some weight, you know? So I love working with those people too. But yeah, I've had a success with everyone I've worked with. I'm hella personable. People love me. And we really get to the heart of the matter of what's wrong with you. What are you feeling? Why can't you do this? And why do you want to have a better body, but you can't? And why do you want to stick to these foods, but you can't? And why do you give in to the temptation? And why do you chase the pleasure? Why is life and these things so hard for you? Because food and fitness and our mind and health and wellness is connected to everything about who we are. That's why I love this industry, because it's life. It's life. How are you going to go talk about food without talking about someone's life? How are you going to talk about exercise without talking about somebody's life? How are you going to talk about consistency and transformation without talking about the soul? I mean, shit, anyone that tries to separate them, like, and make it its own thing, like, you're missing the point, man. You're missing the point. Inward transformation gives birth to external transformation. It's not the other way around. You get changed in the inside. And what's the inside? I don't know. The mind, the heart, the character, the habits, and the formation thereof. This is like straight discipleship, bruh. Spirituality. That's why I'm in this industry. You're dealing with people. And food is just sacred. It always has been. Freaking Jesus is about... We were talking about Jesus yesterday on the podcast. Jesus is about to go die, and he's talking with bread and wine as analogies for his death and resurrection. He's using food. This is one of the most important people in the history of the cosmos, and he's using food, and he's having a last, what, supper meal. Food is central to who we are as humans. You got to talk about food. You got to talk about life. Food is everything. You've already eaten today. And if not, you're probably hungry, or you're going to get hungry. You can't get out of this life without food. Food is life. And exercise, sweating, movement is tied into your heartbeat and your brain. Stress, anxiety, tension has everything to do with your activity level and your health and your heart and the way it functions and your blood and fucking your breath and the way that shit is. No, I'm just playing. But food, exercise, activity levels, hormones, stress. This is your carnal. This is your physical body, man. Like, that's why I love this industry. So when we talk about fitness and nutrition, we're talking about the whole scope and spectrum of what it means to be a human. And this is the game. So that's why we talk on our calls, at least. And about the heart, man. What's going on in your life? It's hard for me not to be a life coach, even though you could say that I'm just like doing nutrition and fitness. Like, but to me, they are life coaching enterprises, if you will. I don't know how to explain it. So that's me. That's what you're going to get from me. If you get anything from this podcast, you'll know what type of coach I am. And yeah, it's just whenever you see somebody, like maybe you've never met me, right? And none of this podcast episode happened, right? just wash it out of your ear. Like, you didn't hear anything I just said the past 20 minutes. Like, you see an old friend you haven't seen in a long time, and the guy's lost like 50 pounds, and he looks completely different, and he went from being depressed to happy, and he feels just amazing, and you see him in the street, and you're like, hey, John, and he's like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you, and you would say, you look great, man, and then you would say, what did you do, and he's like, oh, I did this diet and everything, right? Okay, that's all fine and dandy. But what do you think happened to that guy internally? What do you, besides the way he looks and wow, you look great, what do you think happened to him internally? He had a resurrection in his life. He had he underwent a transformation that is unexplainable in his life. He conquered what was hardest for him for so long. And he is a brand new man because of it. And all facets of his life, here and now, and all the people he will ever touch will never be the same because of this physical transformation that he undergone that begun with an internal choice to change. That's what you would think, right? But it would just be like covered up in some like shadow conversation. I just started this diet. But there's so much more happening there, okay? There's so much more happening there. So I'm in the business of changing someone's life. That's what I'm doing. And that's what I'd want to do for you or anyone that you think would need my help. But that's the type of coach that I am. And that's the type of change that I want to bring to somebody's life, because I've experienced it on my own by having a coach myself. And so I'm committing, I don't know, I want to say my life, but at least these few years to doing this work, because it makes the most sense. And we'll utilize podcasting and social media and various channels for outreach. At the same time, I'll just build my own personal brand around myself. But this is the type of guy that I am, and this is the type of coaching that you'll receive from me, and this is the reason why you should join my program. So that's what it is, my friends, in 17 minutes with a nice little intro about high standards to kick it off. I'm wishing you a great Wednesday, September 13th. And as always, a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple will help this podcast grow. Sharing it on your social media channels or messaging it to a friend will also help the audience grow. And if you just come here to listen in and you never share, then fuck you. I'm just playing. That's just you. You know, that's where you're at right now. That's where you're at right now. But it would mean a lot if you shared, rated, or reviewed. Because I know we got a lot of listeners, but some people just listen in and that's it. But help a dude out, bro. I do this for free. I do it for you. And it's always going to be like that. But help me out because I help you out. All right, guys. Until the next episode. That's 3 days in a row. Will I put out 4? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. But there's 3 in a row. It's been a while since we hit that. Later.